thing. We just know everyone's gearing up for back to school, whether it's shopping or, you know, paying fees and just getting kids ready. So we're just trying to make sure that shoppers can go out into the marketplace and have a great experience and definitely get everything they need. First, one tip we have is making a list. A lot of times schools give school supply lists, but sometimes it's great to go through your house and see maybe what you already have or, you know, things that your kids used from last year just to save a little bit of cost. And then also going through kids' clothes and seeing what fits and what doesn't. And so when you leave your house and you're ready to shop, you have that definite list.
Sometimes I overlook things that are already in my house. It's nice to know, like, I'm not duplicating things that I already have in my home.
Right. And another thing is researching your big ticket items. A lot of times when kids are heading off to college or even to high school, they need big ticket items like laptops, expensive calculators, and all those things. So if you do your research, a lot of times there's apps that have store ads on them, or you can go in online and kind of price comparison so you know where to go and get that best deal as well as the best warranty for that big ticket item.
So how can people get the best deals when they're shopping out there?
You know, looking for sales is always great. Like I had mentioned, you know, the apps that you can compare prices where you can look at ads or offering a lot of stores or online, they do offer student discounts. Or even asking if stores have a student discount when you're buying items as well. And, you know, looking for cash back or rebate offers, anything like that can really add up when saving you money. A lot of times teachers have so many things that they need, and they often give a big list, but there's also extra things that they need. And so if teachers are asking, we need this, we need crayons, and you have multiple students in classes, maybe just touching base with another parent and saying, oh, are you going to buy a large amount of crayons? Maybe we can bulk it together and get a big, huge order and maybe, you know, lower the cost on each item. If you are shopping online or even out and about, just be wary of where you're seeing your credit card, where you're putting in your personal information in, just to make sure you're being safe with your information as well.
We've had a lot of scams online. And the BBB has always come out with great tips for us to make sure that we're not falling victim to that. Like, for example, I think one thing that I took away from is when you're buying online purchases, use your credit card whenever possible.
Yeah, using your credit card's a great way. Also, making sure you're putting your information into a secure location. If you're shopping online, if you look at your bar and it says HTTPS, that means that that website is extra secure. It's been properly encrypted. And so that means it's a lot less likely to get hacked than a website that doesn't have that S at the end. So that is one big way that you can kind of look and make sure you're shopping or you're surfing a website that is properly secure. Right now, social media, there's so many new little online boutiques and all these different little online stores that are popping up that may show an item that looks like it's a great discount and you really want to grab it, but you've never shopped there before or the store sounds a little different. Definitely stop and do research before buying from an online retailer that maybe you haven't heard of, or go to BBB.org and check out their name, make sure that they are a legitimate business, and check out the reviews just to make sure that what you're buying is actually what you're going to get.
And how often does the BBB list of online stores get updated?
Daily, we're updating businesses, their ratings. That's constantly being evaluated and updated, and we're looking at customer reviews and a variety of things to make sure that the businesses that are on BBB.org are rated properly and are being represented properly.
Are there any recent scams that our listeners should be aware about?
You know, there's always a variety of scams. One of the biggest scams we constantly are seeing are imposter scams, which just is people calling or emailing and trying to be someone that they're not, whether it's the IRS, the Social Security Administration, a local business. So when you get these calls or emails, stop for a minute and think, would the government really be calling me? Would the IRS really be calling me? Or would my local police department call me and threaten a warrant when I've never done anything wrong? Just really be wary of people calling or emailing you that just maybe seems a little off.
Is there anything else that we can do to make sure that we're being safe?
There's always just so many great tips on BBB.org, but doing proper research, using a credit card if possible, and just being aware of what websites you're on are the best tips. And another one last tip about school shopping is we all know kids and students are fickle, and maybe they like that binder, they like that shirt when you're in the store, but maybe when you got home, they changed their mind. So definitely save all your receipts in case you need to return anything as you're finishing up school shopping.